morning and happy Sunday. What a beautiful weekend we are having. I hope you're staying safe. I hope you've got your sun cream on. Welcome to the Esteemed Scene Show. I am Emma Jane and this is Southend City Radio. How have you been? I've had a terrible, terrible sinus infection for 4 weeks now, so I'm sorry I haven't been around, but I am better now. It stole my voice and it stole my patience. So anyway, I am back again. So this week, we're going to be talking about something really, really interesting. Have you ever had a moment where your brain says one thing, your heart says another, and your gut is somewhere in the corner screaming something else? And somehow all of these different feelings, they expect you to make a sensible decision out of all of them. The truth is, we say these phrases all the time. Follow your heart. Trust your gut. My head knows better. And although they sound like emotional sayings, there's actually an awful lot more science behind this than what people realise. Your brain, your heart and your gut are constantly communicating with each other. You're not just thinking your way through life. You are feeling it. You're sensing it. You are reacting to it. And you're processing through it. And it makes us feel a little crazy. But let's today discuss the gut. Let's get a little crazy with Gnarls Barkley.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
Song. I love that song. So, okay, your brain's main job is not actually always to make you happy, do the things that you want to do. It's actually more to keep you safe. That means it's constantly scanning for risk, rejection, for embarrassment, for anything unfamiliar, which is why sometimes you can want something deeply and still feel terrified to do it, because your brain loves what is familiar. Even when what's familiar isn't helping you anymore. And when the brain thinks something might be risky, It releases chemicals like cortisol and adrenaline. That's your stress response, as we've spoken about before. And as you know, your heart changes and your body tightens and your thoughts speed up, and suddenly replying to an email feels like preparing for battle. Very dramatic behaviour from the nervous system, quite honestly. But then we have the heart. And no, not just romantically, but your heart responds emotionally before logic has fully caught up. That's why you can meet someone and instantly feel calm and peaceful, or instantly feel uneasy without being able to explain why. Your emotional system picks up far more than your conscious mind actually realises. And when we feel emotionally safe, supported, connected and understood, the body releases completely different chemicals. Things like, as we've spoken before, the oxytocin and the serotonin, and they begin to increase, helping us feel calmer and more balanced, more connected to ourselves and connected to other people. And the wrong people can make your nervous system feel like it needs a lie down. Now, there's the gut. Now, this is the one that fascinates me the most, because your gut is often reacting before your thinking brain has even fully processed anything. So have you had a moment where something just doesn't sit right, just doesn't feel right? That's actually not imaginary. Your gut and your brain are directly connected through something called the vagus nerve, constantly sending information back and forth. In fact, your gut contains millions of neurons, just like the brain, but millions of them, and it produces many of the same chemicals involved in your mood and your emotion. This means your body is often aware of things before your mind fully understands them. So your gut will notice tension, inconsistency, lack or maybe safety if you have it, stress, emotional discomfort, change in frequency, change in energy, the vibe. Sometimes before your brain has even caught up with any evidence. And this is why learning to be present matters so much. Because when we slow down enough to actually listen to ourselves properly, we begin to notice the difference between fear, intuition, conditioning, and truth. And trust me, they don't feel the same.
Thank you. position. All these things I want this one on. There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the song from the places where I was born. Upon that hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry. Don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry, don't you worry now. Yeah. Don't you worry. Time I met a girl of a different kind. We'll rule the world. I thought I'd never lose her out of sight. We were so young. I think of her now and then. I still hear the song, reminding me of a friend. Upon that hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry.
Oh, some great tunes there. So we had Radiohead with Street Spirit, Fade Out. Then we had Swedish House Mafia, Don't You Worry, Child. So who's actually talking? So we know the brain, the heart and the gut are all communicating with us in different ways. The next question is, how do you know which one is actually talking? Because they can sound very familiar. Fear can sound logical. Your heart can sound convincing. And your gut can feel very quiet underneath all the noise. Your brain usually speaks first and loudest, funnily enough. It wants evidence, control and predictability. It likes plans and certainty in familiar situations. And when it doesn't have those things, it starts throwing out worst case scenarios like confetti at a wedding. Very thoughtful of it. The heart is emotional. It attaches, it hopes, it remembers how something felt, which is why your heart can still want something your brain knows is complicated. And honestly, that's where most people get stuck. Because the brain's saying, this doesn't look safe. The heart's saying, yeah, I know, but I love it. Absolute chaos. Absolute chaos. You find that with things like dieting and things with, I don't know, hobbies, risk-taking, stuff like that, adrenaline pumping, all of the above. Your brain's going, ooh, it's a bit risky, but your heart's going, no, this is the best thing. And your brain's doing that too, because obviously of dopamine. Now, the gut tends to be different. Less emotional, less dramatic. Usually more of a something feels off, or this feels so good. The butterflies we get. But before you can fully explain why this is happening. And the interesting thing is that your gut often responds before your conscious mind catches up, because your nervous system notices patterns incredibly quickly. The problem is most people only listen to things once they become loud. Once the anxiety is huge, once the stress is overwhelming, and once they're emotionally exhausted. But your system has actually been whispering to you a long time before this. And that's why learning yourself matters. Because confidence is not just about speaking louder or walking into rooms differently. It's about recognizing when fear is talking, when emotion is talking, and when your deeper instinct is trying to get your attention. Because the more disconnected you become from yourself, the harder it is to hear the difference. I think we need a confidence challenge. Here we go. The one, the only confidence challenge. Ta-da! Right, so get your journal out if you have one. I hope you do. But if not, find that back of the envelope or get the notes out on your phone and let's do some stuff. So let's have a think about where your heart and your brain and your gut work for you. So I have some questions for you to write down. Once you've written them down, make yourself a coffee, sit down with yourself and do the work. This can only help. And every week we have the same confidence challenge, doing different things for each theme that we have, if you haven't heard us before. So question one, where do you feel stress first? Mind, heart or stomach? Where do you feel stress first? Number two, have you ever ignored a feeling and later realized you were right? Yes or no? Have you ever ignored a feeling and later realized you were right? Number three, what does this feels right actually feel like in your body? So number three, what does this feels right actually feel like in your body? Is it warm? Is it exciting? Is it tingly? What is it for you? So what does this feel right actually feel like for you? Number four, which speaks loudest for you? Your brain, your heart or your gut? Which is louder? Number five, which one do you ignore the most? Number five, which one do you ignore the most? So have a think. And lastly, one last question. What do they sound like? What does your brain sound like when it speaks to you? What does your heart feel like when it speaks to you? And what does your gut feel like when it speaks to you or makes you feel something? Could be physical. You could get stomach cramps, could get stomach upsets. What does it feel like? Identify between all three. Get used to them. Work with them because they will give you more confidence and more self-awareness than you actually realize. Let's have a few tunes while we think about that.
An old man turned 98. He won the lottery and died the next day. It's a black fly in your Chardonnay. It's a death row pardon, 2 minutes too late. And isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
Snap and I move, but you won't see me forever.
comes a night. It helps me clear, won't close my eyes. And I know that I can survive. I walk through fire to save my life. And I want it, I want my life so bad. I'm doing everything I can. Now another one bites the dust. It's hard to lose a chosen one. You did not break me. I'm still fighting for peace. Oh, I've got thick skin and an elastic core, but your blade it might be too sharp. I'm like a rubber bird until you pull too hard. Yeah, I may snap and I move, but you won't see me.
Go ahead, release your fears. My, oh my, eh, eh, eh. You gotta be better.
some great tunes there. I thought Alanis Morissette, Ironic, was quite a good one for today. And then we had Sia, Elastic Heart, the piano version, which I thought was very sweet. And Desiree, You Gotta Be. So each week, I try and back up my waffle with some science. And there's no difference for today. Because people often talk about gut feelings as though they're mystical. But actually, a huge amount of science is behind them. Your gut and your brain are directly connected through something called the vagus nerve, which I loosely mentioned earlier. This acts like a communication motorway between the body and the brain. And they are constantly sending information back and forth without you even noticing. And here's the fascinating part. Your gut contains over 1 million neurons. We have neurons in our brain, but we also have them in our gut. That's so many that scientists can often refer to it as the body's second brain. And I'm sure you've heard that the gut is the second brain. And there's actually a name for it called the enteric nervous system. Your gut is also heavily involved in the production of serotonin, which is your happy chemical. It's linked to mood, emotional balance, sleep and well-being. In fact, around 90% of the body's serotonin is produced in the gut. Did you know that? Did you? In fact, when your gut health and your stress levels and your emotional state are off, you often feel it physically as well as mentally, and usually it starts in the gut. And that's why if you have a bad diet, serotonin is produced in the gut. And if you are having a bad diet and you're eating too much food that's not good for you, most of your serotonin is sitting there working with your immune system to get rid of it. Which is why actually after a while, when you've eaten rubbish for too long, you start feeling poo. You start feeling rubbish. You start feeling miserable or moody. Okay, and then you have to have more to build your dopamine and serotonin back up. Now, you feel emotions not just in the head, but you feel them in the body, okay? And we've all felt this. So butterflies before something important happens, or nausea when you're stressed, a knot in your stomach when something feels wrong, or that sinking feeling when you already know the answers deep down, or you know you're going to have a disappointment. This links closely to intuition. Intuition is often your nervous system recognizing patterns before your conscious mind has had time to even fully process them. Your body and your brain are constantly scanning people, tone, behavior, facial expressions, memories, and past experiences at incredible speed. Sometimes your gut reacts before your logical thinking, as I've said to you over and over, before it catches up. Intuition is not magic. It's often rapid subconscious processing mixed with your body's physical response system. It speaks about the future. It knows when something's coming. Many of us have become disconnected from listening to it because we override it with logic, fear, overthinking, conditioning, or the need to please other people. And honestly, sometimes your gut figured it out a long time before your brain even stopped making excuses for it. The body operates through electric signals, rhythms, and communication systems. Your brain sends electrical impulses, your heart has measurable electromagnetic activity, and your nervous system is constantly responding to the environment around you. Your gut is deeply, deeply connected into that system. It responds incredibly quickly to stress, tension, tone of voice, facial expressions, atmosphere, emotional energy, and the behavior of people around you. This is often before your conscious mind fully processes what's actually happening. And that's why you can walk into a room and immediately feel uncomfortable without anyone having to actually say a word. Or feel very calm around one person, or not so around another. Your body is constantly picking up signals. And sometimes what people describe as frequency is actually the nervous system reacting to subtle information, emotional states, and energy shifts that's happening around them. Your gut notices inconsistency very quickly. It notices your tension, your safety, your emotional regulation, the unpredictability, calmness, all these things that I keep saying. But there is real science around this. Vibration, sound, nervous system response, resonance, body regulation. We're going to have a couple of songs now, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about frequency and vibration and how that also affects the gut.
you gotta do, what you gotta say. If you gotta bend too far to please, you're gonna break. Yeah, they dragged you down and left you low, but they can't take your soul.
And understand it. No. The kind of swag that only comes from my design. Hey. See, I'm not sensitive to who you think I is. I've been created for a purpose that is solely his. Know what I'm worth an A. Don't plan on playing games. I'm a destiny's child. I say his name, say his name. Jesus, the only one. Stick closer than a friend. And watch that fire deep inside you never die.
You got fire.
My bones, it goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the we rock it, so don't stop.
And under the lights, when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine.
Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you, so just dance. Things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
I can't stop the feeling.
So just dance, dance, dance.
I can't stop the feeling.
So just dance, dance, dance. Go.
Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop.
Got under the lights when everything goes, nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close.
stop the nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. Ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing.
Tunes. I thought I'd raise the roof a little there with the Mandisa with What You're Worth and Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, and that's from the film Trolls. I haven't seen that film for ages. Jack was really young when I watched that last time. Okay, we were going to talk about frequency and vibration. So this is where science and human experience start overlapping in a really interesting way. Everything in your body works through movement, rhythm, electrical systems and signals and vibration. Your heart beats in rhythm. Your brain communicates through electric activity. Your nervous system responds to signals constantly. And your body's always reacting to the environment around it. Sound itself is vibration. Tone of voice is vibration. Music changes your nervous system through vibration too. Even certain environments can affect how your body feels without anything obvious happening. And your gut is incredibly sensitive to all of it. Your nervous system is constantly scanning for subtle cues. Tension in someone's voice, changes in energy, emotional intensity, unpredictability, calmness, even stress, warmth, love. Love's a vibration too. It's an energy. That's why you can sometimes feel an atmosphere before anything's ever happened. Interestingly, the gut responds strongly to nervous system states. So calm environments, steady breathing, music, connection, safety, and regulation can help the gut and nervous system settle. So when people talk about bad vibes or good energy, there's often more happening underneath than what we actually realise. It's not magic, it's not madness. But a very intelligent nervous system constantly responding to the vibration around us, the rhythm, the emotional signals, and the frequency and the state of people around us. It's a real thing. Your gut usually notices the tension in a room long before your brain even stops trying to be polite about it. The gut, the brain and the nervous system, as I've said to you, they are connected. Your body can react before your logical mind has formed a full explanation. So sometimes it's your nervous system recognising patterns, emotional energy and environmental cues faster than you can keep up with. And it's time to listen. It's time to put these things first. Your experiences may try to change your mind. Your thought processes, your people around you, people speaking to you, talking to you about whatever it is going on. But actually, what you need to do is follow your gut. Your brain will try and make you safe. Your brain will try and keep the consistency that makes you feel safe and won't allow you to step out of the box. Your heart, full of experience, it also gets worried. It also feels things. But that also has to process. The heart has to process through the mind too. But the gut, it knows everything. The gut, it feels before you've even thought about it. So listen to your gut. It has enough neutrons, more than enough, millions of being enough neutrons to act as I said earlier, your second brain. To treat it like it and follow it. Because that's what will give you confidence. That's what allows you to walk into that room knowing who you are. Because you've listened to your gut, you've listened to your brain, you've listened to your heart, and you're working with all three with confidence, and you have mastered yourself. Thank you for listening to me today, and I really hope that it's actually resonated with you, and I hope that it kind of helps, and I hope by talking about it today, you've acknowledged the role of your gut and how very, very important it is in your well-being and your state of mind. State of gut. Okay, so as I say, have a wonderful weekend. I hope your bank holiday is amazing. I hope you enjoy the weather. Please stay safe. And I was, as I was reminded yesterday, put on your sun cream. And don't forget to take lots of breaks out of the sun and drink plenty of water. We don't want to be dehydrated in this weather. Have the best day. Thank you for listening. I am Emma Jane. And don't forget, most importantly, to love yourself a little lots. Take care.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on a tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life. It's a new dawn. So good. I feel so good.